So take a look at the third, fourth Rashi in Maseches Kedushin. Rashi's talking about the Amira, and he says, "Diramasu b'kesef uvishtar." Rashi, the first b'braisa b'gemara, no saying la kesef o shava kesef. I should point out the different maskal itself is a little bit odd. Why? Because if there are three forms of Kedushin, you'd imagine Rashi would talk about each one independently or all three of them together, but now we're talking about Kesef and Shtar. It's a funny thing. Maybe it suggests that there's a uniqueness to Kesef and Shtar, that somehow they're like a team or a link opposed to Bia, which is a little different. Maybe we'll talk about that some other point in time. Anyway, the first bit writes up in Gemara, the Gemara spells later. Nozin la Kesef Hashava, Kesef Omer la Harayam Mishudashasli. Rashi adds on, Shtar Kosev la Alhanir. You've read it on paper. Af Bishayda Bashava Pruta, Harayam Mishudashasli. Rashi, not only is that true by Kesef, so even true by Shtar. We'll talk about Shtar in 1 second. We're going to get back to that momentarily. Bia Ba Aleha. V'amr Lahiskad, Shaliba Biazil. There's a small comment to make about that. Also, a cool who yell with me cry time at the base Shammai, Mefarshe Bigamar. Okay. Any comment about Bia and 2 comments about Shtar? The 3, I think, comments that I would like to make, and one of them I'm going to try to dwell upon. Yeah?
Maybe if the role of the Dibor is to make it clear that this is the action that's occurring, like that there's a fusion that's occurring, the Shtar is obvious what's occurring. She's like, saying,
You're making an excellent point, and it's a great svara. But it's just are you building it off Rashi or not?
No, that was my.
Hold on, we'll get to it very soon. Yeah.
Same.
Point number one is Bia has a different amira. In other words, if you look at Rashi's formulation of what the Baal has to say by Kesef and Shtar, he has the same lashon. By Bia, he says something entirely different. Worthwhile to think, is that just something technical? Does that somehow reflect? Again, the fact that Rashi leaves Kesef and Shtar are in one unit, maybe Bia is a little different. The Rabbim has the same lashon all 3 times. Okay. By Shtar, there's 2 more important observations to make. One I expect Ben to get, and one I hope everyone will get the other one also. What other observations can you make by when Rashi talks about Shtar? Yeah, Jordan? Number one is, there's a Havamina that Shtar only works if it is Hashava Pruta. That's surprising. Why should that be the case? Again, maybe it's somehow... Where would you generally have the dinner of Hashava Pruta? By Kesef. Again, maybe there's some conversation to have about what the relationship between Kesef and Shtar is. Are they linked or are they not? Are they similar, dissimilar? We have to at some point in time think about that. Again, not right now. And the last point is what? Ben, you're going to be so disappointed that you didn't get this. Rashi never tells you have to say how you have to be actually by Shtar. Shtar, Kosev lo al Hanir. Here's what you write. If you look at Rashi on the Dape Harif, Rashi adds in 2 more words. It's a different gear, so I don't have it in front of me. He adds in Va'omer King. And Lachar, it's a steer 2 days in Rashi. If you don't like steers in Rashi, it's also Machlokas 2 days in the Meiri. Does one need to say Hariyam Mekudeshesli by Shtar? Now, how is one, the obvious question is going to be, what's behind this Machlokas? What's in the Kudas HaMachlokas over here? Why yes, why no? Why should Shtar require an Amira? Why should it not require an Amira? Now, the truth is, this may deal with something, because you really deal with a lot of issues. Probably worthwhile to point out just one. It may deal with just the nature of Amira in general. In other words, there's a big discussion out there if Ksiva is Kedibur Dami. Let's say a person writes out Shmona Esrei, did they fulfill, or writes out Kriyat Shema, writes out Halil, did they fulfill their mitzvah, Benchim, did you fulfill your mitzvah of doing this? Sfiras Omer. Oh, Sfiras Omer may be a little different because it could be the mitzvah of Sfiras, not to say it, but to count it, in which case it could be Ksiva's accounting, even if it's not an Amira. But at least there's a question should be asked, which is, what is the role of Amira? What's the role of Ksiva? Is Ksiva considered an Amira? Maybe. And maybe that's just machlo, because it's Ksiva Kedibur Dami, yes or no? If it is Kedibur Dami, you don't have to say it. If it's not Kedibur Dami, then obviously you do have to say it. Although that might not even be true either. It's unclear exactly. Even if Ksiva is Kedibur Dami, it may only be when you write it. If you wrote it 4 days ago, perhaps it's too long. Too long ago, if you say Hariyam Mekudeshes, and she comes back, 4 weeks later, she's like, yeah, I don't know if that would work. Meaning it sounds like there's too much of a gap, unless you could argue Ksiva Kadibur Dami means every second it's written, it's Kilu constantly saying it, which would be a really cool svara. I don't know if it's true. But most likely this machlokus revolves around a different issue entirely, something that Ben had alluded to earlier on, and that's why I was surprised he didn't pick up the diuk, because he made the point on his own without having seen the Rashi. And then when I told him, look at the Rashi, you know, I was hoping. But you made an excellent point, so we'll start with that. Who makes more sense at first glance? Rashi, should you need Amira by Shtar, yes or no? What would you say at first glance? The most pashut answer would be? Yes, why not? Why? Because you always need Amira. That's the most pashut answer. You need it by Kasif, if you need it by Bia, yes. Why might you not need it? This is not a sophisticated Svara. But it's certainly more than the most pashut answer, which is right. And therefore, what's the critical assumption behind what Sammy suggests and what Ben had suggested a few minutes ago? And here's really what you got to pull out. It's written in the shtar. Why would you have to say it again? What critical assumption is that predicated on? Everything okay? Good. Yeah? The function of Amira, the goal of the Amira, the reason why the Torah mandates an Amira is to clarify an otherwise unclear situation. When you give a woman money, you don't know if you're being Mekadosh her, if you're paying back a loan, if you're lending her money, if you're giving her money for, you know, some type of shirt that she had sold you this morning, and therefore you have no idea. So what Hariyat Mikudash Asli clarifies the otherwise ambiguous situation, and that's why Amira is needed. However, if what? It's written on the shtar, Hariyat Mikudash Asli, you hand it to her, she reads and says, wow, yeah, I'd love to. Yes, perhaps an Amira is no longer necessary. And that's exactly what we're suggesting. Alternatively, maybe one could reject that and say, what? The role of the Amira is not clarification, but rather what is it? Yeah, it's a chelik of the kedushin. In other words, the way a man does a lakicha, ki yikachesh isha, the way that lakicha is done has two parts to it. There are two necessary criteria to a lakicha. A, some type of maisa, kesef, shtar, bia. And number two is the amira. The amira is actually part of the, what? The kedushin itself. It's actually part of the lakicha itself. If this is correct, what would be the story in the situation, at the following situation? There's a din of no saint hu va'amrahi. Let's say the man gives the woman the pencil. She's like, yeah, I'd love this for a kedushin. A more liberal couple. She wants a roll. He wants a roll. Everyone wants a roll. So this way, even though it's not what the Torah wants, it's what they want. So he says, here, take this pencil, or take a shavaputa, or take whatever it is. And she says, ani nekudesh es lecha betabazu kedas Moshe Yisra. Nasan hu v'amrahi. So the Gemara Maseches Kedushin on Das Hayman Bey says it's no good. Or one opinion says it's besafek, if it's good. Why might it not work, or why definitely does it not work? So there's actually a machlokus we've shown him there. There's a machlokus between Rashi and the Rashba, why that doesn't work. You know, why might that not work?
It's for clarification, you have
besafek. Oh, well, if it's for clarification, lechora what? It should work. If you hold that part of the Kedushin, part of the Lakicha, is the Amira itself, so the Baal never did an Amira, that'd be insufficient, no good, and therefore it's no good. What's the alternative reason? It's not that he didn't do enough, but rather, she did too much. It could be she's overstepping her boundaries in Kedushin. It's not so much that the man needs to say this Amira, it's just a clarification. But it has to be clear, not through her, because it's Dafka, she should not step out of her boundary in terms of this particular role. She shouldn't be outwardly vocal in Kedushin. Her role is to be taken, Kiyikach Yeshisha, and the problem is either that he's doing too much, pardon me, she's doing too much, or he's doing too little. That Lechara would be exactly the Shaila, Lamai Nafka Mina. So the Gemara writes that asukim ba'oso inyan is good. Why that's true? Probably depends upon our topic. But let's say there's a case of asukim ba'oso inyan. What does that mean, asukim ba'oso inyan? We're talking about marriage. We're discussing it. You know, I'm in love with you. You're in love with me. We should think about this long-term futures. And then I take out a ring and say, you know, we're better yet, asukim ba'oso minyan. Asukim ba'oso inyan. She's wearing a white dress. The band is playing O Jeshama. You invited everyone with, you know, to your wedding. You purchased the ring. You hired a Masada Kedushin. You put on your nicest suit. You know, you ask people to get Sheva Brachos. If that's not Asukim Boso Inyan, what is? So the Gemara says, for Asukim Boso Inyan, it counts. Why? Either because it's clear enough, or maybe somehow that's even like his Amira. And that's a Machlokas we've shown him as well. The Chazanish in Simon Kuf Mem Ches says, what's the halacha if she speaks after Asukim Boso Inyan? You hear the Shaila? If let's say they're Asukim Boso Inyan, they're under the canopy, they're at the chuppah, she's wearing a white dress, he's wearing his nicest suit, maybe a tux, the Masada Kedushin is there, and the Edom are like, you know, prepared to come talk, and the band is hired, and it says, you know, Simcha of so-and-so and so-and-so, make it there, the invitation is clear, Asukim Boso Inyan. Then he gives her the ring, and she says, Hani Mikudesh Eslecha. You hear the Shaila? So says the Chazanish, Lachar, that's an afkamina. If the problem is that he didn't do enough, so here he probably did enough because you have a sukkim bosu in you. However, if the problem is she did too much, then no good. That's actually a machlokas, probably in Rishonim already. Tosis Rid in Kedushin Dafav Medalev says it's no good. And Tosis Rush and the Rashba think it would be good. And that Lachar will be telling this Shaila as well. And the question boils down to, again, what is the nature of Amira and the man's role for Amira? Is it that he has to say it to be clear, or is it that he has to say it because it's part of his Kedushin, Nafkimina Shtar, as well as an indirect element, which would be this Gemara and Daf Hey, is it, if Nasna Huva Amrahi, why is that no good? And that leads to the second question of her role and the Nafkimina that the Chazanish raised, which the Achronim, I think I saw it. Yeah, see it. Even the Pri Moshe, the Tzvayakim, the Mechron quotes it in Machlokas, Tosis Rid, Tosis Rush, which would be a reflective of that.